Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good, Mac, hanging with you on a Memorial Day Monday night here on The Fan. Hopefully your weekend was a great one. Hopefully you took a couple of minutes to remember why it is a holiday. We're going through tough times, but we've had people that have put their lives out there for us to make sure that we have the opportunity to go through these tough times. So hopefully your Memorial Day Monday was a good one. We're optimistic here because it seems like we're beating back the curve and we could be getting sports back. We've talked plenty of baseball here tonight. Let's get some NBA into the mix because it sounds like they're moving forward toward returning to the court. Sometime in the future, we'll find out how near that future is. Here to give us some great insight, a guy who does a great job covering the NBA, Knicks and Nets specifically, but the entire league for SNY these days, Ian Begley joins us here on The Fan. Ian, Jody Mack here. How you doing, bud?
Jody, what's happening? How are you?
Good. How is all this downtime and the new norm we're all dealing with affecting Mr. Begley's life?
You know what? Everyone is healthy on my end, and that's what's most important. I got two young kids, so it's been a little different, you know, chasing them around most of the day and trying to get some work done. But like I said, bottom line, everyone's healthy, and that's, we're very lucky for that to be the case.
Glad to hear it. Now, when you say young, how young is young?
My daughter is 3. My son is 1.5.
Oh, okay. Real young. So you didn't have to jump into the teacher role, because I feel so badly. I've got one daughter, but she's well-grown, already graduated from college. I couldn't possibly have done what some people I know have had to do and play the role of teacher for the last several months. You just had to organize blocks is what you're telling me.
Yeah. Change diapers, you know, bottles, get up early, stay up late, the whole thing. But yeah, there was no, I would have exposed myself to my kids if I had to teach them anything past, you know, third grade level. So I'm glad I'm not in that boat.
You and I both. All right, let's turn our attentions to the NBA. There are some pretty good conversations going on about a potential return, and they've landed on a potential landing spot, which is Orlando. Now, again, my daughter is grown. We used to go to Orlando all the time, to Disney World, Universal, and the like, but I haven't been down there in a long time. I'm assuming that they have the best infrastructure and the facilities. How good is the gym that they would be using? Why has the NBA gravitated toward Orlando as their one site to return to the floor on?
You know, it is one site, but I do think, though, that there's still different scenarios under consideration where it may not be the sole site. But that being said, Orlando's attractive for several reasons. They have, I think it'd be 3 gyms down there where they could stage games, or at least, you know, 2 gyms for games, 1 gym as a practice site. So the facilities are there, and it's spread out. It's more of like a campus feel, but you can still kind of control who comes in, who comes out. But it's not like you have to force people to stay in their hotel rooms and kind of be quarantined to the highest level. which is what you would have to do in other locations. That's not the case with down in Orlando, because it's an enclosed space, but it's a big space. It's spread out. So I think that's what makes it attractive, the ability to control everything on the outside. And that's why I think they've zeroed in on this thing with Orlando. And now, of course, it's about what form the season takes shape in. Do you get regular season games in? Do you go right to the playoffs? Do you have a play-in style tournament? You know, that's all to be determined. Different people have different opinions on that. The players, I mean, there's no uniform opinion on even returning to play. So I know there's no uniform opinion on what they want to do in terms of coming back. But we are seeing more and more momentum, more and more optimism about an eventual return here.
We're talking to Ian Begley, covers Knicks, Nets, all the NBA for SNY, our guest here on The Fan. There are ongoing negotiations, we know, in Major League Baseball between the Players Association and management for them to get their game restarted. If they're having behind-the-scenes negotiations between the players and management on the NBA side, they're much more tight-lipped about it than baseball is right now. Is it just going to be a series of meetings and they'll agree with, all right, we've all lost money, here's how we're going to go forward? The NBA lost less because they're going to have gotten in, what, even if they don't have playoffs, four-fifths of a season, somewhere thereabouts. So the dollars that we're talking about are less big in the NBA than they would be in some other sports. But is it just going to be a simple meeting, all right, here's good, yeah, we'll divvy this up, let's get back out there on the floor? Is it going to be that easy?
You know, there's a lot that goes into the salary cap that's based on league revenue. And I think because of that, because it's a partnership, really, I think there's going to be motivation on both sides to restructure the collective bargaining agreement in a way that would allow both the league and the players to gradually absorb this revenue hit that's going to take place not only this year, but probably next year. And so that's why I think there's so much incentive for the Players Association and for the league and for ownership to come to an agreement that makes sense for both sides, because neither one of them wants to get left taking all of the hit to revenue that we're going to see from this and from the Daryl Morey China incident earlier this season. So I think maybe that's why it hasn't been so contentious publicly between players and owners, because they both have so much skin in the game with regards to the impact of the revenue hit going forward, that they want to make it as easy as possible for both sides. So I think they'll work something out here that makes sense for both sides, where you don't see this drastic decrease in the salary cap for next season, because that hurts owners, but it also hurts players. So I think they will come to a common ground here.
One of the theories that was floated within the last 24 hours was that the NBA just may pick up with the 16 top teams as per the standings right now and go to a 1-16 playoff and forget conferences, that they would just line them up 1-16 in the standings and play them off from there. That would count the Nets in at the bottom at the 15 seed, which means they could open up against the Lakers. That would not be easy. And it would certainly leave the Knicks out. There are some teams that are down the bottom. The Golden State Warriors on record is saying they think the season is over for them because they don't know if it behooves them to get the team to get together to play a handful of games when they have no chance to make the playoffs. The Knicks are not that far ahead of them. How is this also going to be determined pretty quickly, that if there aren't teams that are going to make the playoffs, will they even bother going to Orlando?
Well, some of the Knicks were told recently, hey, just be ready to report somewhere to start training for the season in early June. So they were told recently to expect word one way or the other early June, and the expectation was we're going to start training to participate in something. Nothing's been finalized yet, but I would assume that's the timetable that every team is kind of looking at, that by the end of this month, early next month, everything will be set, everything will be decided upon. In my mind, the fewer people you have down there in a setting like that, the better. So I think it makes a lot of sense to, you know, either limit it to just the top 16 or if you want to do a small play-in for teams that are still mathematically alive or to have a reasonable expectation to try to get into the playoffs if the rest of the regular season was played, that to me makes sense too. But to have teams like the Knicks and the Warriors and other teams at the bottom of the standings, the Detroit Pistons, teams that are totally out of it, to have them get ready and then get ready in their home sites and then go down to Orlando, you're just asking for too much risk, I think, to the situation that's already fraught with risk. So it doesn't make sense to me, but nothing's been determined there yet. I do know that some players on teams that are out of it are not exactly enthused about the idea of getting back in this training camp setting and then going down to Orlando and playing, you know, four or five regular season games just to finish out the year. The interesting thing there is, you know, teams, I think some teams have to get to 70 games to satisfy the regional sports network contract. So they certainly would like to satisfy that. They don't want to give money back, the owners, that is. So that's just another wrinkle here that Adam Silver, the owners, and the players are going to be dealing with as we move forward.
Well, if that's the case, and the Warriors need to play, get out there and play five more games, whether they want to or not. Same with the Knicks, if that's the contractual agreement they have with their broadcast partner. We're talking to Ian Begley, SMY, here with us on The Fan. All right, there were some rumors, and you know what rumors are, sources, and just people spitball and shoot. Rumors start on social media these days. That if the season were to drag and they didn't get it underway until well into July, maybe even sneak it up on August, that KD may actually be healthy enough to come back and play. Everyone had written this entire season off as a possibility for Mr. Durant with the Nets. But if it does start late enough, I guess no one's been able to see him. Nobody's watched him play. Nobody's had a chance to talk to him. Is that just somebody floating out there to give the Nets a little bit of a thrill, their fan base? Or do you think where there's smoke, there's some fire?
Well, we know he was playing 3-on-3 before the season was put on pause. And, you know, he looked good in 3-on-3. Sean Marks, the Nets GM, is on record as saying that, and players have talked about it. So if you're at that station in your rehab where you're doing 3-on-3, taking contact, and then we're talking about, you know, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months later, then I don't know. I'm not his doctor. I'm not in his body. I'm certainly not the Net doctors. But it seems reasonable to me that he could be close to ready to take the court at that point. The obvious risk, though, is you're throwing him into a truncated training camp setting, and then you're throwing him into this playoff setting, whatever it may be, where it's just non-traditional, and you're rushing him too quickly back in a game setting, even if he's healthy enough to play. I don't know if that's a risk the Nets are willing to take. I don't know if that's a risk Kevin Durant's willing to take, because the nightmare scenario for the NBA would be, you know, rushing a Kevin Durant back off this huge injury that is so difficult to come back from, getting him on the court in August in front of no fans. You know, God forbid, gets hurt again, and then he misses time the next regular season. And then, you know, that's just awful for the Nets and awful for the league. So that's probably something they want to avoid, even if he is healthy enough to take the floor. How that sits with Net fans is anybody's guess. I don't know. If I was a diehard Net fan and I knew he had Durant and I knew he had Kyrie Irving and they were both healthy enough to play and we had a chance to compete for a title, I would want them on the floor, because this is such a small window that you're dealing with in Brooklyn. But my sense is that they will take a more cautious approach here to Durant returning for any portion of a resumed season.
Nets are an intriguing story. I don't know if they were going to be, but they may become one by the time we get the season restarted, if and when we get the season restarted. All right, last thing. I know you wrote about it on SMY. The Knicks have major interest in LaMelo. Didn't we go down the Melo road? All right, now we got to go down the LaMelo road. How did the younger ball become the desire of the Knicks' eye these days?
Yeah, I don't think it's just the Nets, Jody. Basically on their draft board, he sits at the top, I was told, and the New York Post had reported also that he sits at the top of the point guards that are draft eligible. But as one opposing scout said, you know, he's assuming that every team has LaMelo Ball at the top of their board when it comes to point guards eligible for the 2020 draft, that's just how this class shakes out. So I don't necessarily see it as earth-shattering that the Knicks would have him up there. I think most teams would. He had a strong season in Australia playing against grown men, playing against seasoned professionals. That's a higher level than NCAA basketball when you're talking about the physical nature of the game over there. So he impressed a lot of NBA teams that went over there to see him. Obviously, like any other young player, he's got to get better defensively, has to work on the shot. But there's a lot to like there if you're an NBA talent evaluator. So, yeah, the Knicks do have him rated highly in the point guard position. And I know LeVar Ball is on record as saying he'd like to see LaMelo in New York. I also know that other people in LaMelo's camp would love to see him in New York. I don't know how you orchestrate that. I don't think you really can. But I think if the Knicks end up with one of those top four picks, you're going to be hearing a lot about LaMelo Ball and the Knicks leading up to the draft.
Well, at least LaVar Ball didn't say he was going to think it into existence. If we're not there, then I guess we're ahead of the game. Ian, great stuff. Appreciate you coming on board. Glad to hear the family's doing well. Keep reading you on SNY. Hopefully get back out to see a game sometime in the next couple of months.
I appreciate that, Jody. Thanks for having me, man. Take care.
Does a good job for SNY. Knicks, Nets, and NBA. Ian Begley, our guest here on The Fan. Are you feeling it? Do you think the NBA is going to get back? Would it work to have it in one location, playing it out of a central site down in Florida? Would you be quickly tuned back in? And I'm not talking just to you Knicks fans. I'm talking about NBA fans when the season returns, heading toward the postseason. Are you up for it? Hit me up on telephone lines, 877-337-6666. Jody Mack hanging with you on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.